On this episode of Cox Talking Gamecocks, the baseball team hosts a regional, including a full preview and analysis of the Columbia matchups. The football team has some exciting news announced, and men's tennis makes history. Okay, here we go. Welcome to episode 161 of Cox Talking Gamecocks. I am your host, Tim Cox, where I will keep every episode from 1801 to 2001. Hope y'all had a great week out there, Gamecock Nation. I missed y'all. Took that day off for Memorial Day, was doing some traveling. Felt weird not reporting on the news for the week ahead. Missed y'all. And it was a pretty news-packed weekend on Memorial Day weekend. So you're probably out there grilling, having a good time, and then bam, baseball news. Bam, football news. So I really know how to pick them as far as the days off, right? But nevertheless, we're going to cover all of that here. We got football news, I got men's tennis news, and then the vast majority of this episode will be dedicated to the baseball team. And the huge news of the regional matchups, analysis, Crows, all that jazz. So without further ado, let me jump into this. But first, it is time to look at my handy-dandy Gamecock calendar for today's fact or trivia. Let's see what we got here. We got a fact. It's actually kind of fun, this little calendar of the day. The background is black for facts. And then Garnet for trivia. Just a little fun little thing I noticed. But I digress here. Today's fact. The South Carolina Physical Education Center was named in honor of Solomon Blatt for his support of athletics and physical education. As a World War I veteran, Blatt was the Speaker Emeritus, probably pronounced that wrong, of the South Carolina House of Representatives. Shout out the Blatt Center. That was my spot. Less crowded than Strom, equally effective workout equipment, better parking, generally speaking. Shout out the Blatt. It was crappier. Hell yeah, it was crappier. But the things we do to avoid the crowds. But Strom, though, was still just second to none aesthetically wise. Now let's look back in the last week news, notes, updates, everything like that, starting with the football team. And believe it or not, y'all, we are under 100 days until kickoff. I think as I'm recording it today is 93 days, which is insane. 3 short months. You get to enjoy summer for 3 months, fun in the sun, all while the buildup to the fall is coming. And it's going to be here before we know it. And as such, we got some news for the 2023 schedule, and it's all good stuff. It really is all good stuff here. Week 1 against UNC, that game is in Charlotte, was announced to be a night game. 7:30 p.m. kickoff on ABC, a nationally televised night game for the Gamecocks in the opener in the Battle of the Carolinas. I got goosebumps just saying it, and I'm already nervous. I'm already so nervous, so stressful. It's fun. I love college football. I love Gamecock football more than anything else. But my God, is it stressful. And then week 2, the home opener against Furman. Night game again. So that's going to be 3 years in a row, at least under Shane Beamer. I can't remember with the other guy. But 3 years in a row, home opener at night. Very fun. And then week 3, turning right around and going to Athens to play Georgia. That is a 3:30 game between the hedges, 3:30 CBS game. Doesn't get much better than that. Three amazing time slots to kick off the year. Carolina has played well at night at home. UNC game in Charlotte's going to be rocking. A lot of Gamecocks up that way. Week three at Georgia, 3:30 kick. Just absolutely love it. Also from the football team, this is a big weekend for recruiting. If you are someone that loves to get in the weeds of recruiting, this is your month, really. Three big weekends for official visits, and this weekend in particular, the team is hosting several prospects, but I think it's three weekends this month. We're all told it's like at least two dozen prospects will be in and around the program, campus, the whole nine, so I would not be surprised if we got some welcome homes this month. Really would not be surprised. I remember last year around this time, we got a couple big ones. So be on the lookout for that. And then got some fun news, end of the year news from men's tennis. The doubles pair of Toby Samuel and Connor Thompson, they ended the year with the program's first ever year-end number one ranking. So shout out Toby and Connor ending the year with the top rank for the first time ever in program history. That is very, very exciting. And then before I dive into things, there was some news from the baseball team as they picked up a transfer commitment from North Florida outfielder Austin Breiling. This past season, he hit .386 with three home runs and 31 RBI. So you're getting a guy who can really hit the ball well. He's experienced. Always a position that you're welcoming more guys, right, in the outfield. Left, right, center, you want that depth, and you certainly want guys who can hit. And, I mean, we played North Florida. So, Mark Kingston got up close and personal experience with this kid. Obviously, it worked out, and he had a really nice quote just saying that there's nothing bigger than SEC baseball. Love the vibe South Carolina had. So, welcome aboard, Austin Breiling. But speaking of baseball, rubbing my hands together. Ready to talk about this. As we all know by now, the Gamecocks, after all of the late season drama that we had, have been selected to host a regionals for the NCAA tournament as a 15 seed. So after all that drama, we were in fact rewarded and are a host, which, you know, it felt like a coin toss, right? And you're the 15th seed. Means, you know, it came down to the wire, but when you look at the rest of the teams that are hosting, I think this makes sense. And Mark Kingston was very steadfast in his belief, even over the last month or so, as things were going sideways a little bit, but just talking about the body of work. And if games in the start of the year matter as much as they do at the end of the year, then my goodness, we deserve to have this, and I agree. Yeah, I mean, like, yes, were we nationally ranked at the end of the year? I understand that. Were we playing not our best? No, by all means not. But I certainly believe that Columbia is a fantastic host site. The fans are going to be rocking. I think Carolina baseball this year was one of the more exciting teams for a majority of the year. Just went sideways with injuries and things like that the last month. But you hit number three in the rankings. And you were a top 10 team for the vast majority of the year. So it does feel right to be rewarded as such. And for a Gamecock fan, you gotta love it. Because these guys don't have to shake up their routine all that much. This is a team that has played solid at home pretty much all year. Our fans are excited for this. We wanted this. There was some drama in anticipation as to whether this would happen or not. So I think it makes us more grateful. And then if you're peeking around the corner, looking at the path, it's not that bad. So it's very exciting. And when it's all said and done, everything worked out in the end, but you got to show up. Right? You got to show up to play. There were a couple times at the later part of the regular season where I was like, okay, well, we're home and we've played well at home, and it didn't go right. Wasn't that North Florida? Wasn't that a midweek game at the end of the year at home that didn't go well? Austin Breiling probably had a good game. But let's look at the teams in the Columbia Regional here. Your two seed is Campbell University. They have a 44-13 overall record. Big South Conference champion. I was reading that some people thought they might have actually ended up being a host site themselves. They're a solid team. And then the three seed is NC State. They had an overall record of 35-19. They got an at-large bid. This team, I think you might want to keep an eye on. They don't overpower you in any way, but they're a deep team. And you'll remember that they had that run last year of getting deep into the postseason. It was cut short because of COVID. And so that is a team that maybe has a little bit of revenge on their mind and is a team that knows what it takes to get there, right? And they're playing in the ACC, playing the likes of the Upstate team, UNC, Virginia, those guys. So definitely an interesting one to keep an eye on. And then the four seed, Central Connecticut State at 36-12. They are the Northeast Conference champions. Now, the Gamecocks opening matchup will be against Central Connecticut Friday night, 7 p.m. Their next game or games will depend on the result of the game Friday night. But either way, it's going to be Saturday at noon if things go poorly, or 6 a.m. or 6 a.m. Wow, that would be something. 6 p.m. There we go. If Carolina wins the opener. Now, the question has to be, how healthy are the Gamecocks, and will we finally see the team that we knew and loved for the first half of the season? As such, Cole Messina is active. Remember, he was in concussion protocol after the SEC tournament. Will McGillis was seen working out Thursday with the team, but Mark Kingston was a little coy and played a little bit of a gamesmanship when asked if he's good to go, said we might have some tricks up our sleeve this weekend, so keep an eye out for him. And Will Sanders is healthy, but for this weekend will be coming out of the bullpen. So he's healthy. And I think that Mark Kingston is doing this as a way to maybe get more innings out of him, to get more appearances out of him, right? If you throw Will out there Friday and he goes six innings, you know, he's done for the weekend. Whereas if he goes maybe two or three innings on Friday, middle relief, he's good to go that next day for another one or two innings. And so I think it's just a matter of Kingston managing the bullpen, managing his guys a little bit differently, which you see in the postseason at all levels of baseball. But the main thing is like making sure he's healthy, right? And then as Braylon Wimmer is concerned, correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like I have not seen anything official as to whether he will be good enough to, healthy enough, meaning to play in the field, or if he'll remain at DH. If he's in the field leading this team at the shortstop position, that's when this team was at its best. You know, even when with him as a DH, it felt good to have him back. He was decently productive. Him being more involved in the game and leading the defense is really what made this team click. So, I mean, by all accounts, right, this team is healthier than they were in the SEC tournament, which is an improvement. But they're a bit less healthier than they were on opening day. Which team in the country is as healthy as they were on opening day, right? So, I mean, I'll take that at this point. After everything we've been through, I'll take a 90% healthy South Carolina team. So what does Carolina have in their first matchup of this regional? Like I said, they're taking on Central Connecticut State, which Connecticut's a pretty small state. So to have a Central University, I mean, that's That's a bad geography joke there. But James Hicks will be the starter for this game. As you'll remember, he's coming off a brilliant start in the SEC tournament. He's been solid for the Gamecocks throughout this year. Couple of bumps along the way, but I mean, who hasn't? I like this. This is a guy who has experience. He's coming off a very good start in a high-pressured game. He's coming back to do it in front of the home fans. He's got great stuff. When he gets cooking, he gets guys to hit to a lot of ground balls and everything like that. Doesn't have to do it all by himself. I think this makes sense. And you don't have to ask the world from him, right? Have him go 5 innings. That's fantastic. 6 would be great. Anything after that, you're playing with house money, because it probably means you're in a good position. So I do like this pick here. But looking at Central Connecticut, you know, while they are the Northeast Conference champs and they're playing good baseball, right? I mean, anybody who's made it to the regionals is playing good baseball. They're a good team. Central, they just have not stood up well against strong competition. In their 3 games against ranked opponents this year, 2 of which were LSU, they lost all 3. Now, again, that's not to say South Carolina can take them lightly, especially given how things have gone for South Carolina of late, but this kind of does feel like a favorable matchup. I mean, right? I don't know. Baseball's a funny game, right? You can't look over anyone just because you're bigger or stronger, especially if you're a team like Carolina that you're not exactly rolling into the postseason. So you got to take everyone as a champion. However, I mean, you do like the circumstances of this one, right? I mean, Central Connecticut, they got to travel far. Carolina is at home. Founders Park is going to be jumping on a Friday night. Like I said before, the Gamecocks have played pretty well at home for the most part this year. The team is basically coming off a week off of rest. So they rested, they got healthy, reset. And then I think being validated for their hard work and hosting this regional is going to energize this team. I think it's reminding them that you guys are good. What happened for the first 2-plus months of the season was not a fluke. You guys are good. You're a pretty deep team. You got banged up, and so that depth got tested. But you weathered the storm. You're still a regional host. Now go after it. So my crow to the game here is score early and often. Each time Central Connecticut played a ranked team, they gave up at least 10 runs. The first time when they played LSU, I think they gave up like 24 runs. No joke. So score early and often. And I mean, look, we saw recently against Georgia that this high-powered USC offense still exists. It just needs to show up big in this game. And then again, can you get it to get going multiple games in a row? So score early, take the pressure off Hicks, allow Kingston to save some of the bullpen, and use this game as a springboard. Now I got a bonus crow for y'all. My crow to the regional. That's right. To get out of the regional, my crow is the bullpen. Guys like Chris Veach, Nick Proctor, Kate Austin, and now Will Sanders. Eli Jones, well, who knows, right? Maybe we'll get an opener out of him, right? But these guys all have to bring their A game. Because any way you slice it, again, you're going to be going against a team that's hot, a conference champion, right? Or a team that just has been solid all year. They're good teams, deep teams. You could potentially face a team with postseason experience. You could be in tight games. And so we can't afford to have one of these innings that we've seen lately where you're kind of cruising along, you're trying to navigate a tight game, maybe allow a guy to stretch it out a little bit, and then it goes sideways. Not saying that the bullpen has to be perfect. It's not like they can't give up base runners or a run here and there. But you got to bring your A game. You got to be able to close the door on a rally. You got to be able to close out a game. You can't let these guys get back into it, no matter who you're playing. So if this offense can get clicking and the bullpen is living up to their potential and feeding off of each other and going one guy to the next with minimal damage, I mean, that's the recipe for success. And that's what we saw earlier in the year. So very excited. It feels so good to have postseason baseball again. Columbia Regional going to be jumping. And I mean, this is it, right? We've talked all year about the regionals, about getting revenge for there not being one last year. It's back in your backyard now. It's home. We're home. It's time to put your money where your mouth is. The rubber is meeting the proverbial road. And if this team wants to prove that they're legit, and if Kingston is legit, you got to get out of this. You got to handle your business against Central Connecticut, which you should. And then you take what the next matchup gives you. And it could be a high-powered team. It could be a tight back-and-forth game, but you take it as it comes. But with that, y'all, that wraps up this episode. Please follow me on social media. Twitter is Cox Gamecocks. Instagram is just the name of the show, Cox Talking Gamecocks. And please like, subscribe, and review the podcast. I appreciate all y'all. Go Cox.